Well, hello. This is Pastor Dave Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, and I'm your pastor for the day. Let's open God's Word together. As you're grabbing your Bible or your Bible app, let me ask, are you fed up with winter yet? Lots of snowstorms here in New York State. Seems like one after the other. It reminds you of Groundhog Day, the same thing over and over and over again with our weather patterns. And that leads me to what I'd like to talk about today. Do you remember Groundhog Day just a week or two ago, where a lot of people somewhat seriously looked to a groundhog to determine or predict the weather? That's just plain superstition. And I know that's meant in fun, but the topic of superstitions needs to be addressed from time to time, lest Christians put any weight on superstitions. For instance, do you think the groundhog really predicts the weather? No. But do you know many people put religious symbols on their dashboard or hang a cross from their rearview mirror in the car because they think it would protect them from accidents? Or some people carry a rabbit's foot because it promises good luck. Friends, these are superstitions. Now, as silly as these things are, many people begin to give credence towards them, and can do so with other things as well, and rob the glory of God, and rob the honor due His word. As one scholar has said, the human tendency towards superstition is strong. We can all lean towards spiritualizing objects or behaviors and beliefs without a concern for the person and will of God. The scholar says, we love our superstitions and the talismans that seem to protect us from the uncertainties of life and the things we fear most. And you know, we can turn anything into a superstition, even church attendance or Bible reading. Have you ever missed your Bible reading and felt, oh no, something might happen today? My friends, that's superstition. The Lord our God is good and faithful to His own. Let's not turn anything into a superstitious idol. There are a couple of verses in the New Testament that help us here. One is in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. The Apostle Paul writes to that dear fellowship, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." That's Colossians 2:8. And perhaps more fully, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesians, expands not only on what not to do, but what we should do. Here's Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24 from the ESV. "Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires," perhaps a reference to superstitious inclinations, "and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Yes, that famous passage, it says, put one thing off and put the other thing on. Be done with superstitious thoughts and impulses. And, says the scripture, be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new self and pursue righteousness and holiness with a renewed mind. The Bible is consistent in warning us not to submit to superstitions or follow deceitful desires. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have the Word of God. My friends, be careful what guides and raises your spirits, what controls your behavior or helps you make your plans. I hope it's not superstition. Let God's Word and God's Spirit be your help. Well, those are the thoughts for today. This has been Pastor Dave Bissett. I'm ministering here in Clifton Park at Clifton Park Community Church. You can find out more about us on our church website, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. Until we meet again, stay in God's Word, believe God's promises, and may God richly bless you.